CSL4 facilities have no legitimate scientific or medical purpose at all. They have one purpose, and that is to research, develop, test, use, stockpile offensive biological weapons.
Purely offensive.
Purely offensive, although they try to justify it by saying, oh, we're developing vaccines. Well, that might be true, Alex, but the way this is done is they first DNA genetically engineer the offensive agent to kill people.
We have the Biological Weapons Convention, which the United States initiated, which went into force in 1975 and says you cannot develop or manufacture biological weapons. You can only do research that in the end will have a defensive purpose, not an offensive purpose. And so I wonder if these folks thought they might be crossing that line.
For years, if you even brought up the possibility of a U.S.-funded biolab in Ukraine, you were told you were pushing Russian disinformation.
U.S. officials are warning that this new fake narrative about these biolabs could be Russia setting the pretense for an attack of its own.
Well, they're public health labs, mostly, also animal health labs.
Russia has a history also of inventing outright lies like this, which is the suggestion that the United States has a chemical and biological weapons program, or Ukraine does, that they're operating. Russia is the one, is the country that has a chemical and biological weapons program. So the objective was to make clear the inaccuracy of the information, the misinformation they're trying to put out.
Now, until now, evidence regarding the full existence and funding of these laboratories had been knowingly withheld from you, the American people. Many of these U.S. government-funded biolabs are currently or have previously engaged in research using hazardous and highly contagious pathogens, and in some cases included dangerous gain-of-function research with very little visibility or oversight.
And so they tried to deny these were there, but then Victoria Nuland admitted it.
Ukraine has biological research facilities, which, in fact, we are now quite concerned Russian troops, Russian forces may be seeking to gain control of. So we are working with the Ukrainians on how they can prevent any of those research materials from falling into the hands of Russian forces.
This should be coming from Todd Blanche. It should be coming from somebody at, you know, either some specific part, national security end of DOJ, or maybe it comes from the FBI. Why are we hearing it from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, who does not have a law enforcement mission?
Here at ODNI, I issued new guidance to the intelligence community directing increased collection on these laboratories and facilities overseas. We're learning new details, for example, on clinical trials that are underway at these facilities and that are raising significant ethical, financial, and security concerns regarding the supposed public health initiatives and U.S. national security.
Bio labs funded by the United States of America in places like Ukraine. What's your reaction?
This isn't breaking news. It's great that we finally have confirmation. That's the critical part here. Tulsi, if you'll remember, has been blowing the whistle on this for years, since 2022.
The gain of function research that in the case of the Wuhan lab, as well as many others around, many of these other biolabs around the world, was actually U.S. funded.
To call me a treasonous liar was saying, hey, there are U.S. funded, DOD funded biolabs in Ukraine that should be secured because there's a war going on over there. And the last thing we or the world needs is anything going on in those biolabs being unleashed.
They're tacitly admitting, like, yeah, there's a bunch of bad stuff. We're going to tell you what it is, but we're also hoping that that's enough for you, that there's not going to be prosecutions. There's not going to be justice. There's not going to be people who are removed from their offices over this.
It's worse than that. Google, Apple, all of them are still giving money to Wuhan and to all these other bioweapon labs. They're still doing, Bill Gates is still running around behind the scenes. They're still there, active and operating. Fauci openly perjuring himself to Congress. Where are the indictments? This is a literal mad scientist, Dr. Frankenstein, running around creating more Frankensteins, and the clock's ticking here. Like she said, this is world.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. Okay? Well, listen. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
DallasShow.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Out on the streets, that's where we meet. You make the night, I always proselyte. Tie the bells, abuse the cells. Get in our way, we'll put you on your shelf.
All right, the head of the USS Liberty organization, with all the developments in Congress, the truth coming out about being a false flag attack. I mean, that came out a long time ago, but even more information, more evidence, more heat on this. It's really a big deal to not just remember the past and who they killed, the cover-up with our government in Israel, but also future false flag attacks. This is a very timely interview. He'll be joining us next hour. But I want to open the phones up this hour on any subject you want to discuss, any question, any comment, but obviously particularly, what do you make of them now claiming for the 40-plus time that the war is over? Do you think that's going to stick? Israel seems like this is real. They're really pissed off, saying they're trying to sabotage it. What do you make of the continued exploding black-on-white crime and brown-on-white crime in Europe being fostered by the left? How do we counter that? How do we respond to that? What do you think of the UFC last night? Do you think it was a success? Certainly enraged the left. Or do you think it's bread and circus? We'll put the number on screen right now so you can call in, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. And if you're outside the U.S., just do your country access code, the U.S. code, and then 512-266-0642. First-time callers, long-time callers, you agree, you disagree. We don't screen your call on the content. Just have a clear phone line and be ready to talk. 512-266-0642. My pet peeve is people asking on air, can I say this? It's like Chinese water torture. You know, first few decades, it was just annoying. Now when callers do it, I'm like, do you understand that you can say anything you want. This is unfiltered. If you go into a string of expletives, we have to let you go because we can only delay out so much of that. We don't want our stations to get in trouble. Nobody else follows the FCC rules, but we have to because the left listens to our stations, and if a cuss word goes out, they try to get the FCC to find the station. Now, the FCC doesn't really do it much anymore, but still, that's the only way you're going to get shut down is if you go into a string of expletives. So the number is 512-266-0642. All right, let me do this now, and then I'm going to get back into just a few more. I was just digging through these examples. Hundreds of them just recently, of open season on white people, including white girls and women, and whether you're in the U.S., Canada, Australia, Europe, the U.K., the police and the system cover it up. And then if you are just a Christian praying in a park, you go to jail. But if you're a Muslim kid having a little girl, you don't get in trouble. And I have actual examples of this right here in Austin, Texas, over into London, England, recent cases just this week. I mean, this is stuff happening today, okay? That's because it's global. It's the same Soros, ADL, War on the West, New World Order program. It's not the left doing on accident. But I did a 30-second plug last hour for our great products. That's not going to cut it because that's how we fund the operation, plus these are amazing products. So here's three big announcements right now. We have the 250th birthday limited edition run of awesome designs for this July 4th, 2026 coming up. And they're now available to ship to you as of today, Monday, June 15th, 2026. And they'll be available only through July. They're limited edition. And then that's it. And they fundraise for the broadcast. But I got to say, I'm very impressed with the designs that Bigley came up with. I was heavily involved in this, in the concepts, like Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition with the Rattlesnake and the AR-15, Liberty or Death, 1776 to 2026. That is a really nice shirt. I designed this one, very simple. America 250 Years Strong. And these are just very clean, Americana, high-quality fabric, very comfortable. Destroying Tyranny to 1776. I did that concept. These are very, very clean. I'm proud of these. I think these are shirts everybody would want to wear. I would certainly want to wear these. America, Ride Fast, Live Free. Just a classic Betsy Ross flag. 1776 Free. They came up with that. I think that's pretty cool. Defund the Deep State. That's pretty cool. I like that really clean one right there. 1776, 250 years of freedom. They designed that. Very clean. Very nice. So you want nice, clean, patriotic apparel that, you know, won't get you stabbed by a liberal, but other patriots will know who you are. You can kind of promote liberty and kind of identify who you are. It's fun to wear these shirts. I can tell you that right now. You kind of choose your own adventure. You wear an Alex Jones shirt, then you really got to meet a lot of cool people, but you also might get a bottle smashed over your head. So hundreds and hundreds of great designs from the Gulf of America to you name it. That's a good looking shirt right there at thealexjonesstore.com. New America's 250th birthday, limited edition, July 4th, apparel now available. And right now, introductory, they're 30% off all apparel on the site, not just the America 250th birthday limited editions. It's only available for a month and a half. These designs are limited edition, thealexjonesstore.com. Also, and I'll explain why I'm so excited about this. It took them 2 years to do it. When Bigley came on as our sponsor, now the owner of the Alex Jones Network and the main backer, I said, I want gravity-fed filters. I sent them the test from previous sponsors, and I said, these guys fell off. Their quality wasn't as good. I got rid of them. This happens to these companies. There's only out of more than 50 gravity-fed companies, three or four that have the very best filters that cut everything out. They're stainless steel, and they start cutting the quality for whatever reason. I said, I want the highest-rated stainless steel. I want a clone of these products, but even better, and I want filters rated this high or higher. They went out, took them 2 years, they did it. This is something everybody needs, everybody wants. There's a giant market of folks that know how wonderful gravity-fed filters are and know what quality is. We have all the tests published on the site. It's the best. There are companies selling filters that the stainless steel isn't as nice, anywhere close, and the filters aren't even the highest rated. They're selling the damn things for $400. They're selling units similar to ours, aren't even as good, for $500 retail, discounting at $400. These babies are $300 and even lower for VIP members. There is very small markup. The markup is not even 100% in these, okay? And when you're VIP, it's even lower. That is the best deal. This is a home run. This is amazing. The only other thing they've got in the store, and the other stuff's all great, that is a mega home run, over the top, insane. Well, the bovine colostrum is good too, so is Life Force. Well, they're all incredible. But the methylene blue they got was never sold retail. I said, I want medical grade. I want USP, but real medical grade. They went and got a Florida group that sells it for medical hospitals for surgery. Instead of using radioactive iodine to track blood tests to see for blood leakage or for surgery, anybody that's had heart surgery knows they do that. And I've been taking my dad before, and they test, they shoot him up with the iodine, and then they CAT scan, you can see it better. They're now been using methylene blue because it's a lot better and has less side effects. This group makes their methylene blue for the hospitals. So this is the real McCoy. I've taken a lot of the methylene blue that's very good for you, and you barely feel it, though. This incredible energy, clarity, focus, it is insane. Absolutely insane how good it is. So the filter and our methylene blue is just grand slam, royal flushes, mega supreme good, and I know there's a giant market for gravity-fed filters. I know our audience loves them. I know I only bring in the best, and now that we've got something that is the best of the best, This is something everybody needs to cut out hundreds and hundreds of toxic chemicals, forever chemicals out of your water. Your wife deserves it. Your husband deserves it. Your children deserve it. Your grandma deserves it. Your coworkers deserve it. It's a beautiful unit. It's 3 gallons at a time. Has a fast flow. Everyone needs this. And our problem is Big League doesn't have that much extra money. You know, they got some money, but these are expensive, you know, the cost per unit. So they got 1,000 the first time. They sold out in 3 days. And then they're like, well, we only have budgeted, you know, we got 2,000 more coming in 2 weeks. And then they're going to scale up and take all the profit from that and buy 5,000. And then, you know, so it'll always be there. That's the goal. We're scaling up right now. So get your order in now, because by the time these come in a couple weeks, it'll be back ordered again. In fact, they'll probably just pull it from the site until enough's in so it never runs out or gets close to that. So right now you're at the front of the line to get it, and you support the broadcast. They're coming in a couple weeks, and you'll be the first to get them. And I know the way they're still selling, by the time these 2,000 come in, we've already sold 2,000. But I'm telling you, I know we can sell 10,000 of these a month. The market's there. We used to sell tons of these similar filters. They weren't even as good. They were the best available at the time. We used to sell 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 a year of them. And it was one of our main funders. This is going to sell even more. This is a hit. This is the best. This is going to help hire new crew on top of the crew, extra crew. It's going to help get new reporters and hosts and the new network getting completed with all the equipment stuff. I mean, this is a big investment here. We're rebuilding our operations. We can't do it without you. So your word of mouth for the show, alexjoneslive.com, getting the free app, sharing that with others where they can get it, alexjonesapp.com. Following us on X at Real Alex Jones, following us on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow Live. That's all critical in telling others to do that. Your word of mouth, your prayer is king, but getting these products is also critical. And we only sell you stuff that really empowers you, because we want you to love it and be impressed with it. So we have a relationship with you. And so the only way you miss out is not getting our T3, our bovine colostrum, our ultramethylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss. They're all amazing. But if you do anything, methylene blue and the water filtration system. When you take this out of the box, I've never seen, I went and checked. It's the highest stainless steel there is. And it turned out it wasn't that much more. I mean, it was somewhat more, another 30% more to have this. But I mean, it's just standalone. Nobody's got anything even close to this. I congratulations, Bigley. I am very impressed. Very, very impressed. I know a winner when I see it. And this sexy beast is going to help so many people cut out all the garbage out of their water. One of the biggest things you can do, take control of your life. And it's going to fund this operation. So I am literally in love with this. It looks like Marilyn Monroe to me right now. I forget the term when you're attracted to, like, sports cars and objects. I've never been sexually attracted to, like, a sports car, though I thought they're cool. Never been sexually attracted to, I'm actually being a little sarcastic, but I'm not. I'm actually physically attracted to this right now. Okay, this is, because I know it's going to help people. I'm being silly. Actually, kind of not. What sexy is it's great. I know a home run when I see it, and I know this is just another big victory. So thank you so much for all you and your support, and Big League knocking it out of the park. Okay. So that's what we got going on at the alexjonesstore.com. Big sale's about to end. End of spring super sale. 50% off Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detoxer. 40% off everything else. Be sure and check it out. Long plug, but we need the funds. We need you to try these products. Be blown away. So let me go back now. When the last hour ended, I was showing you this article. And this is not even by far one of the worst ones. This is just out in the news today. From Austin Justice. You look this in the local paper. Austin man climbed into a sleeping woman's bed, claimed he had a gun and strangled her and sexually attacked her. He did it to two other people the same night. He's been in roughly 30 cases since 2013. Octavius Brown. 14 charges filed since 2021. 9 were dismissed or rejected. And his favorite thing is assaulting women inside their houses. Now, my point is that this is what Jose Garza and these judges do here in Austin. All right, because he's black. Now, here's just 3 recent examples. And when you go to these threads on X, there's hundreds of others beneath them. An African migrant tries to kidnap a little girl on her way to school in the UK, Swindon, UK. Thankfully, a brave woman steps in and stops it. There are literally dozens of these caught on tape a day. All right? And then look at this. Just, I already had this in the stack today. And then I saw this other article, and I said, well, why don't I just cover this because it's a theme. Another rapey, illegal migrant sex pest stalking a girl after a night out. British auditor sorts him out. Here's another one. And there's hundreds of these videos. Women come out of bars, come out of grocery stores, come out. These guys grab them and try to throw them in cars and just keep following them. And then we got them breaking into people's houses, beating them up. I mean, I've just got, we know upwards of 90% of the violent crime in Europe and the UK is being carried out by these people. And then look at this article that dovetails with it. Germany's AfD says that gangs are making underage German girls sex slaves. The left responds with laughter. That's at AlexJonesLive.com. Well, remember, Keir Starmer was over the family courts for 15 years and didn't do one prosecution and protected the rapists and torturers, in some cases murderers, of over a quarter million. Now the number's up to a half million girls. That's in Parliament. That's confirmed. So it's the same story wherever you are. So let's just go back to back to literally grabbing, you know, 11, 12-year-old girls, dragging them away, grabbing teenage women, dragging them away, and then it's up to the public to fight back. If the police see you trying to stop them, they come and arrest you and beat the living hell out of you. Here's the clips.
Hey.
This is very shocking. He's literally crying. He's got her around the neck.
I'm following you.
Spoken,
are you okay? Do you know him?
Are you a white guy?
I caught somebody doing
what
that.
What does race have to do with it?
Their heads going to the ground.
Go on, lad.
Yo.
Oi.
And after that, they're going in the ground.
Yo.
Leave her alone. She ain't interested.
Not talking either.
She just said she ain't interested, bro. Yo, leave her alone, man. She don't want to talk to you, bro. She don't want to talk to you, bro. Can you see how fast?
That wouldn't bounce this guy's head off the ground for chasing women around. But the guy kidnapping a 12-year-old with his hand around her choking her? Oh, he gonna die.
We can tell she's fucking scared.
Go talk to her, then.
No, I'm talking to you. Leave her alone.
Then leave me alone.
No, you leave her alone.
I'm not talking to you. Leave me alone.
Leave her alone.
I'm not chatting to you. Leave
brother.
Me alone.
Leave the fucking girl alone.
Leave
back away.
Alone,
leave her alone.
Yeah, leave her.
Leave her alone. Go that way. Go that way. Oh, you what? You won't do shit. You will not do nothing.
You will do nothing.
You'll do nothing because you're a pussy.
Can you
like this? Not like this. I have to hear you. Can. Come on.
Don't touch me.
Okay. Hey, save me.
What the fuck?
Noté que me pegaron y me desperté y he comenzado a pegarme.
A bunch of illegal aliens came in and beat her and broke her ribs.
Así el brazo tomé un ferido y volvía, no paraba, donde me fui a que y se anduvieron todo lo que hubieran.
Me ofrecieron lo que hubieran, a mí me agarraron, me quitaron el relleno.
And then whatever they want to do is grab me out of bed, beat me so hard so my ribs are broken. You know, I feel like I'm doing a disservice when I just showed those three videos. I've got about 50 more of those where they literally chase women down the street and grab them and throw them in cars and disappear them. Yeah, I mean, look at this footage. Oh, this guy's out. He's white. He says something they don't like, so they take his face and put it on a spike and rip his whole face off. You see the flesh 3-4 inches just tear off, jabbing it under his throat and ripping his cheek open. And of course, they got rewards for that. Well done. because it's open season on the people of the UK. I got a bunch of examples of this, too, even more vicious than this, compilations. But let me do this before we go to break and come back with your calls. And these are just the newest ones, okay? This is from today and yesterday. In the UK, you're not allowed to sing hymns unless you're in a church. Not allowed to pray in public because it's offensive. Can't have the British flag. They can arrest you for that, saying it's hateful. They told people at World Cup don't have the British flag. And then that dovetails with Germany yesterday. A tour guide, so people can see him at a distance, has a German flag. And the police come and say, that's hateful. That's hurtful. The German flag offends people in Germany. So I'm going to take you to jail if you don't stop using it. But look at the gremlin nature of these police. Look at these little enforcers of the system. Here it is.
You're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds, by the way.
You're not allowed to sing church songs
outside of church grounds. That's fine.
You're not allowed. She just said you're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church.
Outside of church grounds, unless you have unless you've been authorized by the church to do this kind of song.
Are you saying that you don't care about the Human Rights Act? You're lost?
This is Germany. These are all SJW enforcers. Remember Canada, where they had the topless bars and the Walmarts and the liquor stores all open, but a year and a half in, they were arresting preachers we had on who were having their church services. Remember? They put fines on some churches so big that large churches were taken by the government. And he's telling the tour guide, because tour guides, you know, people break away, they can't find the group. A lot of them have flags like that. This is closed caption, but obviously radio listeners can't read it. Why should he take away my flag? He says because it's evil, it's hateful. Muslims don't like it. If you want to know what's coming here, folks, Blue Cities already do this. He's surrounded by three police. I know TV viewers are like, yeah, we know that. Remember, we're on hundreds of radio stations. So I have to narrate. And it goes on and on. I mean, how do people put up with this? And just a few days ago, an AfD minister hung a small German flag out of her window. Everybody else was doing it with other flags, LGBT. And they came and said, we'll arrest you if you keep flying that. Yeah, here's some footage of what they've been doing recently, beating up anybody that's out protesting the open borders and the illegal alien invasion. Kidnapping little kids, you name it. I mean, they mean business. You saw that female cop. She's like, you can't sing hymns outside. I can arrest you. And she says, you don't have that right by law. And she goes, blah. She went and got a little liberal degree, and she's in charge now. She's 4 foot five, and she's going to tell you how the cow ate the cabbage. She's going to protect the Islamic takeover. All right, phones are loaded up. Your calls and tons of news straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Have you shared those live feeds on X, Real Alex Jones, or on Rumble? We'll be right back. We have the very best, strongest methylene blue from a medical-grade company that produces it for medical firms. Instead of using radioactive iodine, you know, to track stuff before surgeries, they're more and more using methylene blue. So I told Bigley, I said, get me wherever the highest rated is. So they spent like 6 months. I said, where is it? And they said, oh, this is a medical firm in Florida. They don't even sell this for human consumption, though it's great for that. And I'm like, okay, great. So some bottles of it came in, sat there about a week. Because I'd taken methylene blue before, barely felt any energy, knew it was really good for your mitochondria. And, you know, so it's time to sell it. We're going to do it. Kennedy's promoting it. This is a year and a half ago, almost years ago. They're like, hey, boss, you know, it's coming out tomorrow. You got to cut the ads. I went, well, I haven't tried it yet. This better be good. And so the show ends, and I had a glass of iced tea, just like I do today, okay? And I take one dropper and put it in the iced tea. And so I only drink half the iced tea. So I took half a dropper, and all of a sudden I'm like feeling warm and like electricity in my hands. I'd forgotten I'd taken it because I'm busy doing stuff at the show. And I go into the bathroom and I take my shirt off, and I turned red. Not with like hives, like I was. It was distributed. I'm already pretty tan. You know, tan good is a little bit Native American. The benefits of that, but I was like even redder, and I was like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Electricity." I go, "Oh, that's what people say methylene blue does if it's really good." And I was like, and I started feeling so good. I was like, "This is kind of scary." And about an hour into it, I go, "I hope this stops because it was getting too good." That happened to Derek. He took it and said, "I'm scared to take it. I thought he was on acid." So it's psychoactive everything, okay? I mean, this is not a freaking game, okay? It skips the oxygenation process, two steps in the cells, and all this other wild stuff. And so my medical doctor 6-7 years ago, who owns wellness clinics all over the state, he's got like 5, 6, 7, 8 degrees. It's ridiculous. He said, "And by the way, I want you to get methylene blue. It'll be USP grade. Just get it wherever. Just make sure it's USP grade, meaning it's, you know, medical grade." And I ordered it and tried it and really didn't feel any energy. But I'm sure it was good for me, but I'd forget to take it. So I was like, "Okay, everybody wants methylene blue. I know it's good. We'll get it. We'll sell it. Get the best." I take this, and it is nothing like any methylene blue I ever took. I mean, it is strong. It's amazing. But just like Group told me with the pure atomic iodine that it would do great stuff with my skin, those liver spots I had, you can go back to shows 14, 15 years ago before Group came along, and you can see those spots I had. They're gone, baby. Gone, literally gone. It's amazing. But within 2 weeks of taking the methylene blue, the guy I trained with was like, "Hey, are you on something? Did you get a steroid prescription or something?" I was like, "No." And he goes, "Well, what's going on? I mean, you're losing weight even quicker, and now you used to have trouble doing 10 pull-ups, and you just did 20. And man, you're like pushing like on the leg press twice what you were a month ago. What the hell's going on, dude? You're like glowing." And Sean Johnson told the story, and I said, "It's methylene blue." He's a former Navy SEAL, Navy SEAL trainer, all that. He took it, gave his testimony about how within 30 minutes he was all zinned out and it was crazy and everything. This stuff really works. Now, when you first take it, you get the crazy effects psychologically. You always feel the energy some, but as it builds up, it's not even a tolerance. It's when your body hasn't had this, it really notices it at first. But the first time you take it, I say take a quarter dropper. Talk to your physician, too, because if you're on SSRIs or some other drugs, it'll make you jump off a building. I mean, people have taken methylene blue when they're on Prozac and they jump off buildings. Okay, that's rare. Usually women just pull their clothes off and start having orgies and stuff. I mean, I'm serious, okay? I mean, like, you want to go cuckoo town, take this with SSRIs and you're going to cuckoo town because that's how strong this is, okay? That's what this does, and we know it's good for you. But this is not a joke, okay? I don't sell crap.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Again, I said free for all. Callers can call in about anything they want. And I notice now callers who can volunteer what their topic is. The majority of the callers want to discuss the Iran deal and Israel openly trying to sabotage it. We've also got folks on the USS Liberty investigation, Trump and the Rothschilds, and then Trump and race wars. So people are all over Iran, all over Israel, and they should be. I mean, Israel, I had Carl Serafin on last night. In the past, he's been neutral on Israel, not anti-Israel. And he's like, he's a former counterterrorism FBI agent. He says, "I talked to all these high-level intel folks, and they say, no, Israel's literally trying to take everything over right now. It's currently going on." And that's wrong. And trying to manipulate our internal operations. I don't care who it is. And then hiding behind anti-Semitism when people don't like it. So we're going to be going to your phone calls in just a minute. But finishing up with the UK. If you're talking about euthanasia, the government killing you, forcing you to kill yourself, is where it's now already gone in Canada and the Netherlands. Canada and the Netherlands are the leaders of that, with a bunch of other countries close behind, including some U.S. states. But when it comes to brutal anti-free speech that makes North Korea look free, the UK and Germany are absolutely out of control, with a bunch of other countries right behind them, like Australia. And it's all unified by the same NGOs, the same UN groups. It is so dangerous. But when you look at the standardized UNWEF plan that Bill Gates is heavily involved in for the world ID, built and based around an internet ID to protect children from pornography and other bad online movements. An internet ID, adults get checked as well. And with that, they can track you, they can control you, they can frame you, they can kick you off the internet. They want to use smartphones during the next lockdown, the next COVID-type release to control us. They already beta tested that. They admit this. The head of the European Central Bank admits it. The head of the IMF and World Bank all admit it. The head of the UN admits it. I played the clips. So they go, no, we're going to use a universal ID, cashless society, central bank digital currency system to control all your behavior. Larry Fink has said it a bunch. We're going to use the central bank digital currencies and the ESG, that's the corporate social credit score that they follow, then they implement it down to you to control your behavior. So this is not our opinion. Obviously, anything like this could be abused, and in history will end up being abused, but they're saying they're not going to abuse it. Abusing something means you're using it the wrong way. Like if you're abusing Advil or something, I mean, I guess you could take 20 of them and get sick or 100 and kill yourself. But a couple Advils, you know, you hurt your ankle or whatever, it's not bad. It's good for you. You know, you could abuse alcohol. It's okay to have a glass of wine. You don't want to drink two bottles every night. So it's not that they're going to abuse this global grid controlled by AI. It is the internet ID they need for all of this. So, yeah, he recently talked about controlling behavior again here in Texas, Larry Fink. Britain announces sweeping social media ban for under 16s. And they've now brought in a ban for anyone under 20 being able to ever buy cigarettes again. And you say, oh, that sounds reasonable. They're going to use this ID for buying and selling. It starts, notice it all comes at the same time. Oh, the ban on cigarettes. And now then a ban on alcohol is coming. And then a ban on restriction on red meat and a carbon tax. They can implement all of this through these systems to, quote, control behaviors. Yeah, they just found an article about Fink saying it. He says it many times. We're going to use BlackRock's control of industry to force behaviors. You'll have to force behaviors. That's a quote. You got Larry Ellison saying, we're going to use AI to control all your behavior and surveil you in live time. But the government and big tech historically are the villains. They can't be trusted to do this. They're not angels. Who watches the watchers? And you see the UK, 30,000 arrests for posting an LGBT trans flag and saying, to me, this is the new Nazi flag. Veteran, highly decorated, 3 years in prison. Praying 100 yards from an abortuary silently, 1 year in prison. You're raped by 3 Muslims in an alleyway, brutally. They get no time. You criticize the Muslims, you get 3 years in Germany. You just saw Germany. What are you doing with a German flag? You can't have a German flag and walk around with that. What do you think this is, Germany? Oh, World Cup, don't have your national flags. Don't have the British government said, we agree. Our flag is evil. No one can have it on their jersey. What? No one can wear it on their shirt. Oh, your tattoos are bad now. That's what taking a knee during the national anthem is all about. Remember when they wanted to ban Robert E. Lee statues and did? And I said, next will be George Washington. 6 months later, they're saying, ban George Washington. Ban Christopher Columbus. It's all crap. And if they can ban that, they can ban anything. So that's why this is a big deal. Yahoo News is talking about, oh, it's a great thing to protect under 16s. But it's then used for everybody to prove who you are and what your age is. And now they can legally use all the data they've already got on you. So very, very dangerous. You have the King of England say he wants to implement it a couple months ago. You got Tony Blair, who's famously behind pushing all of that. It is a very serious situation. And then you got Louisiana and Texas and other states passing internet ID laws so children don't look at porn. Well, parents should have parental controls on a phone when they let their child have a phone. I would not let your child have a phone when they're home alone. I would not let them have a phone, out and about unless it's a flip phone. when you want to give them one, when they're going on a field trip or they're going to visit family or something like that, I think that, you know, that's, we've always had the phones. My kids are grown up now, three of the four, but we had a little safe in the kitchen in one of the cupboards, and they had their phones in there, and they didn't even get a hold of them until they were like 10. And then they were going to my parents for the weekend, or they were going to go to a sleepover, or they were going to go visit family in another, you know, area of the state or wherever. I'd say, okay, here's your phone. But I could then have the whole, I could see what they were doing. I had parental controls. Charlotte, who works here, my oldest daughter, she just popped in my head. I had a made up word for it when I would take their phones away sometimes for weeks on end. And we called it Cycronia, whatever that means. I thought it was something foreign planet. Your phones are now going to Cycronia. You didn't carry the trash cans in and you didn't unload the dishwasher. 2 weeks, Cycronia. No need to whoop them. I use the phones as the control. Oh, I did some other stuff too. No need to whip them. I'd say, well, you just smart mouth me. Now for 5 minutes, you must walk around the room quacking like a duck. Honking like a goose. Charlotte, we got to get you on air. Come in here and tell people if I'm joking about this or not. The discipline, the things I came up with are really good. Also stuff like hold two encyclopedias in your hands for 5 minutes. See how that works. You know, it has an effect. My parents never really did that kind of stuff to me. They just beat me. It didn't really work. So boy, did I deserve to be beaten, by the way. I'd be sitting there laughing when I was like 12. My dad would be, you know, he didn't really beat me until I'd laugh at him, you know, give me a spanking, and I'd be like, ha-ha, and he'd be like, all right, that's it. And the coaches, too, would get out their pop. They'd say, all right, Jones. And I'd sit there and just laugh at him. They'd go, all right, you're going to run till you throw up. I'd be like, no, not that. Oh, that got me running around the football field till I puked. Now, that was different. But, I didn't need to do corporal punishment on mine. I had other things, other ways to handle it. having some flashbacks here, sorry. Because she popped in my ear. It reminded me what I called it. That just popped in my head, the word Cycronia, like some foreign planet. So I looked up that term, and I guess it means like the prison of Saturn. I guess you could have a connotation in Latin of that. I don't know where this stuff comes from. It just pops in my head. All right, enough of me babbling. I apologize. Who's up first here? Jay in the great state of Texas. Welcome and thanks for calling. Go ahead.
You want to reduce the government to the original four agencies? What do you think this is, America?
I do. Yes, that's a good idea.
You remember back in 2013, we went and protested the JFK event. And there really wasn't a social media presence like there is now. And that happened very rapidly within about a year and a half, right as Trump was running for election in 2016. And all of these interesting characters popped up out of nowhere. You'll remember an article around 2017 or so that said it was Facebook. And it was like, yeah, we promote Ben Shapiro. He's one of the good conservatives. Meanwhile, everybody was getting shadow banned. And that was before the big surge of people correcting the shadow bans. You remember this?
Yes, I do remember. I remember 2014 because I came back from that event in November in Dallas for just 3 days, met Vivian Kubrick there, so much more, and my ex-wife served me with divorce papers, so I'll never forget it. But we were out there peacefully protesting at Dealey Plaza, and the police came. It was Dallas County. The Dallas police got mad and said it was wrong. Clear their chief on record and brutally attacked us. We ought to find that footage. That was crazy. So you were there.
Yeah, that's where I met Vivian Kubrick, and I'm kind of shy already, and she just blew me away and stunned me, and I didn't really know what to say because she's such a stunning woman.
Really
You'll
smart.
See in that video, I got shoved against the light pole and had 4 of my vertebrae dislocated. But the sheriff's office actually saved us from the federalized police force, who jumped out of their little van like it was, you know, something like out of a video game. So, this is like huge.
Well, I'm going from memory. I thought it was the feds were attacking us, and the Dallas police wouldn't attack us. But then, no, the sheriff later found out that the sheriffs had stood up to the feds, so she came down and ordered them to attack us. It was finally, what did the sheriff's department that attacked us with the billy clubs and everything?
All I remember is we had a wall of police formed in front of us protecting us from the other police. I could have it backwards.
Yeah, that was the Dallas police protecting us from the sheriff's department.
Exactly.
The sheriff was like a 4-foot-tall lesbian lady. She was a big liberal, didn't like us.
We're just constantly traumatized by this tyranny. I try to bury all the details. But,
well, the Dallas police couldn't believe they attacked us for no reason.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was probably, honestly, out of all the protests, everything I've done the past couple of decades, that was probably the single most, like, oh my God, I can't believe this wasn't like a 4-hour documentary, the little play-by-play of this whole thing. But I really want to zero in on these characters that popped up out of nowhere around 2015, 2016. I've had over 300,000 posts on Twitter over my 7 or 8 accounts. They'll always delete me, and then I pop back up a year later and do damage. So around the time Ben Shapiro was like a huge name, and you should listen to him, I'm going to point out another important guy who's a little worm, Jack Posobiec. If you mentioned InfoWars at all in 2015, 2016, he'd block you. If you said colors, has this happened to you too before? Your phone lines will load up for 5 hours. It's happened to everybody. Now, somebody died recently who was responsible for the Q PSYOP. I don't miss this guy either because he had something to do with the whole Obama PSYOP too, Zachary Claywon. He just passed away, but him and Jack Posobiec with Steve Bannon, they're behind the Q PSYOP, and it had everything to do with stopping the End the Fed, Bring the Troops Home movement. Back in 2008, you know, people were marching for End the Fed, and you're like, oh my God, it's happening, it's happening. I was like, that's the energy right there. And we haven't seen that energy in like a really long time.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. I mean, I know Jack Posobiec. I never saw him do anything bad to us, and so I'm a little confused, but I know he's worked with Bannon and stuff, and I'll just leave it at that. But I'm not even saying Bannon's bad when it comes to the Q stuff. I just know from people in the White House that he was involved in it, and I'll just leave it at that. But thanks for the call. It's a little bit of esoteric stuff. The call called not esoteric like occultic, but I mean really old. Most people don't know about it. Kind of a blast from the past. I'm glad he called. Made me remember that. But we got to find our own raw footage, not just that RT clip or somebody else's raw footage. That was crazy. Remember the time the police attacked peaceful JFK researchers in Dallas at Dealey Plaza? We're just out there all peaceful. And they said, all right, you're going to leave. It's the middle of the day. We're like, no, we're not. The Dallas police go, you don't have to leave. So they attack us, and the Dallas police push in on them. It was, you don't usually see that. It was crazy. And it's not like the Dallas police are cupcakes or anything, but they're like, yeah, you got a right to be out here. Plus, we were out there every few months. They all knew us. It's just bizarre, man. Let's go ahead and not like an RFK or JFK protesters or a motley crew. I'd say the average age is probably about 60. A lot of scholars and people out there just politely speaking and handing out flyers. But the liberals didn't like us and the sheriff didn't like us. And so she pretty much came out of her jurisdiction to attack us in the middle of downtown Dallas. It's totally insane. Let's go ahead and take another caller. Let's go ahead and go to Mankind in Arizona on Trump and race wars. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's up, Alex? Mankind here from Arizona once again. Yeah, man. I mean, when you opened up the show, you know, with all of the stuff that, you know, is basically going on, which is trying to purposely damage race relations, especially between dividing us between black and white, it's just imperative that we all maintain focus on who the real enemy is. You know, that's obviously on the surface everybody's seeing what the videos are portraying, and you know, and it is actually, you know, happening with these you know, young black teens. But the black community ain't going for that. We don't support none of that. You know what I mean?
No, but at the corporate media boost of the black crazy extremists, and they're white ones too on the other side, they boost them and act like that's normal. That was my whole point to this. And then the main thing they do is, and this has come out in the news in the England and the U.S., they tell police departments and social workers, do not pick up crazy black people and put them in the state hospital because the statistics hide, it makes us look bad. So they leave the mentally ill person out there who that abuses them, and then they let them attack people. The crazy foaming at the mouth white people, and they're out there, boy, I run into them all the time, they get taken away for years. So the difference is they leave crazy schizophrenic black people talking to themselves out there, and then one of them thinks like a white lady's the devil or something or anybody else and kills them. I mean, these judges know what they're doing.
Yeah, 100%. And that's basically what I'm getting at, because, again, obviously on the surface, what you see is what you get. That is happening with the, you know, with that demographic, you know, but at the people who are actually pulling the strings, the ones who are allowing this to happen are the judges, the DAs, everybody that's involved, you know, at more or less like the upper echelon of these things. That's who the actual real enemy is, you know what I'm saying? And as far as for us to look at and expose as well, because obviously, you know, you see all these groups of, you know, young black kids, unfortunately, you know what I'm saying? That's just the truth of the matter, you know, coming out and committing all these crimes, but it's being allowed to happen. But I just have to say one thing and one last thing. Again, the black community ain't going for that. And let me just establish this right now, and that's the fact is there ain't gonna be no race war. You can take that to the bank. This is gonna be about right versus wrong. We do not divide, you know, right is right, and black, white, or indifferent is gonna be on the
side. And what you're saying is key. The globalists admit they need us all fighting with each other over race and religion while they rob and rule over us. If we ever get together against them, it's over, just like Bug's Life. Thanks for the call. Let me move quick now through calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Van in Arizona on Israel trying to sabotage the Iran deal. He puts a question mark behind it in his question. I don't think it's a question. They're openly saying they are. Go ahead, Van.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Yeah, so, you know, I've had enough of this insider trading. This is the most corrupt. This is the most corrupt presidency, I think. Even more corrupt in when it comes to financial BS than the Biden regime. But, you know, I want to know, you know, who made money. Who's buying stocks right now, oil stocks, you know, in the White House, you know, stocks are tanking for oil. And, you know, I just think that this is just another insider training unit. And, you know, along with that, you know, we had the controversy this weekend. Supposedly it was a fake account, but who knows? But allegedly Eric Trump, and it's unverified. Daniel Cormier says it didn't happen and, you know, people are dumb, but it was his verified. It looked like his verified account with Eric Trump's verified account asking about if there was any inside knowledge on who's going to win, if there was any injuries, yada yada. So this is the most corrupt regime ever. Information travels so fast now. I'm tired of it. You know, how's grocery prices doing? How's the cost of your insurance doing? You know, car insurance, your home insurance. You know, how's everything going, Alex? Because, you know, we had a united front. We had liberals. We had libertarians. We had conservatives. And we had a nice coalition going, and it's all in the trash now. I'm tired of this. This administration is a failure, and I don't have room for it anymore. I'm tired of it.
No, I hear you. Well, let me be clear.
Let
me be clear, and I appreciate your call. I totally agree that Trump has wrecked the coalition with the Epstein cover-up and the war and all the rest of it, and the numbers show that. Where I think you're wrong, and I'm just calling balls and strikes, is the Democrats stole over $1 trillion the last 4 years through their NGOs, USA, Department of Energy, EPA, you name it. But then by extension, Trump and the DOJ killing Doge, who had him dead to rights by not prosecuting that, now become, by extension, parties to the crime after a fact. Now, here's where you're right. In inventing new types of insider trading and open Bitcoin scams and having foreign governments give them billions in Bitcoin investment that then disappears, and then they get a bunch of sweetheart deals, when it comes to not hiding it, they've had Pam Bondi do a bunch of special dispensations, special authorizations saying it's legal for you to do this. So the reason it looks like it's the most corrupt ever is Trump is doing a bunch of stuff and just saying it's totally normal. Like Jared Kushner and Ivanka getting $5 billion from Gulf states to buy an island and a coastline, and then no official deal was done, but they put up fences and were taking the land. Now everybody tore down the fences and are rioting all over Albania. So they are going around getting lower-level corruption, which totals in the billions, the Somalis and the other mafias and stuff. They're not just going after Somali mafias. They're going after Russian mafias, Armenian ones. You know, a lot of these groups do that. So it's a mixed bag. They're knocking out low-level corruption but not touching the high-level corruption. And now Todd Blanche has come in, who's even worse than Bondi. So God help us. So I'm not disagreeing in general what you're saying, but I mean, I had Kyle Serafin on, former FBI agent, really smart. He said, no, there was really no corruption in the first Trump administration. There wasn't. But Trump lost most of his wealth during that, and I think he just decided to cash in. But the difference is populists, conservatives, nationalists, whatever you want to call us, we're criticizing Trump, and we're spotlighting this. The Democrats don't care about their people stealing stuff. But no, if you look at Democrats and their scams, I mean, Pelosi more than outperforms double any other stock firm or brokerage firm or stock trader. More than double her bets, total fraud. That's her insider knowledge in Congress with spending bills and things like that. With Trump, I mean, it's a lot of the Hunter Biden type stuff where the sons get a business deal and an investigation stops or Trump does a deal with a foreign country. And, yeah, it absolutely makes me want to just scream. I mean, I that's why I have to cover it all, because I'm not connected to this and I'm not, you know, going to be part of corruption. Because by extension, if I know about it, don't cover it, I'm guilty. And Trump's already said his entire administration is going to be pardoned when he leaves for this new get-out-of-jail-free card thing that Biden started. And I warned the Democrats. I said, the Republicans will use that now, too. So instead of getting less corruption, less insider trading, we're getting more of it. And they're just going to say it's all legal now. So that's what's happened. Let's jam in one more before we go to break here. Scott in Texas, U.S.'s Liberty investigation. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a VIP member and subscribed to Methylene Blue and the T3 iodine.
Thank you.
Hey, a quick question. Needing your informed opinion on Liberty or evidence, did any information gathered by the Liberty make its way back to Egypt?
I'm going to have to ask that question of the Liberty Survivor Association. I don't remember that specifically, but I mean, I see all these headlines, breaking bombshell. It just came out that they turned the aircraft back. The public's discovering this. Congress is discovering this. So they're saying all this is new, which is, you just learned about something. It is new. We know everything, how they did this. This is 100% premeditated with LBJ in a deal with the Israelis to do it. And always the anti-Israel folks would act like I was defending Israel by saying our government was involved. No, I interviewed the judge advocate generals, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, all of them before they died. And, of course, we have the Liberty Committee head guy on. He's going to say that, too. That's the smoking gun, that it was premeditated before they attacked the ship, and they had a deal with LBJ. Stay right there. I'm going to come back to you and let you finish up. But as for Egypt, yeah, they were trying to blame it on Egypt, and then they thought Russia would come into the war. And that's what I was told by all the top admirals. I didn't just interview members of the ship. I interviewed the people on the cover-up end. We'll be right back.
Has your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is our new normal. F that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach? In California, Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. That is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.